Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 15 July 2024. And how quickly things can change in this world. And it's in a split second how things can change. Now, we're not going to discuss tonight in much detail about what happened with the attempted assassination of ex-President Trump tonight. We'll discuss it in more detail tomorrow night. But it's strange how quickly things can change, and who knows what that's going to lead to in the future in many different directions. We'll discuss, like I said, tomorrow night more about that, and we'll get into more detail. Tonight we're going to talk to Daniel Brigman of New Manna Food to discuss what's going on in the food situation and some other issues also. Before we do that, though, this weekend, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll join us. You can join us live on Rumble if you like, but go on to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click on Rumble right there on the homepage at 10:30 a.m., and there we will be. 10:30 to 11 is always prayer request time, praise report time. 11:30 to 12:30 is Christian Worldview News, prophecy in the news. If you folks remember, about 2 months ago or so, I said I really believe they were going to try to take Trump out. I cannot tell you how I know that. I just knew it. Obviously, it happened. We'll discuss that, like I said, in more detail. So when we go into Christian Worldview News, we're not just blowing smoke, folks. We're telling them what's happening and it's going to happen. It's in the Bible. And from 1 to 2, we're going to have a special guest this weekend discussing some issues that you don't want to miss, okay? So join us this weekend by going to PastorButch.com and watch us live on Rumble, or call the number 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013, and listen on the phone. We'd love for you to do that. We really would. That's what we're there for. We'll get the specials run this month, obviously on the still doing for the flags we offer, especially the Christian flag. I don't know why every Christian in this country doesn't fly that flag. The homosexuals are not ashamed of their flag. They're not ashamed of being controversial. Why are we so ashamed of standing for the truth? Offering 10% off all of our books, and it's in the catalog, including all literature that's print literature. We're offering that also, trying to get people to use the products. But we got to be honest with you, folks. We got to raise funds also. We got to pay the bills. Yeah, we do. Everything from the power bill to shortwave to the stations that carry us. We have to pay our producer. We have to pay everybody that works with us, because we can't expect them to do it for nothing. So we need help, and that's all I'm going to say about that. We do. But we hope that you will take advantage of what we offer on special. And don't forget, we still offer, of course, all of the Strauss products all the Vitamir products, all those are through the ministry too. Yes, you can get them other places, and at least for the same price, I'm sure. But if you want to support us, we'd appreciate it if you get them from us, if you can, all right? You can call us at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448 to talk to Lisa anytime between 9 and 4 Eastern and order what you want, give a donation or whatever. And if you need to get a hold of me, you call, let Lisa know, and I will call you. It may take me a little while. I got a call a gentleman in the morning. I wanted to call today, but I wasn't home all day. I'm having some problems with an infection in my right foot that's pretty serious. So I went to see a doctor. Been this the second time. I'll come back in next week and see what happens. So I ask you for prayer on that. We'll take it one day at a time. But that's why I couldn't call back today, the one gentleman, but I will call him back tomorrow. But we're here as servants. I'm not chief of anybody. I'm a servant of Christ, just like you are. We work together with this, folks. It's a team effort. But tonight, we're going to talk to Nevada Food. This gentleman, Daniel Brigham, has been a sponsor of this program now for several years. I believe in his product. I believe in what he's trying to do. In my mind, he's being as fair as he can be with everybody, trying to get people to get ready for bad times ahead. Now, if this past weekend didn't convince you that anything could happen, there's nothing I can say that's going to change your mind. Folks, we're in for a hell of a time ahead, and I say that biblically. You better hang on to your panties because it's going to be a rough ride. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's going to get a lot worse between now and election. And before I get too wrapped up, Daniel, and get talking too much here, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Pastor. It's always good to be with you. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, like I tell everybody, this is a team effort, Daniel. It really is. You help us try to pay the bills here, and we appreciate that. We do. And appreciate the product you offer people because I know it's a good product. If it wasn't a good product, I wouldn't have you on here. So I put faith in what you're doing because I believe in what you're doing.
Well, everything you're saying, everything you've tried to tell people for years, you get almost numb to it and you're in the middle of it and it doesn't seem to make sense, and sometimes you get frozen. But now's not time to get frozen. We believe in God, and we believe we have power, and we got to get ready. And we got to gird up our loins, so to speak, and, whatever everybody's individual situation, it probably is a past time for them to take a look at it, see what they could do, and to take some steps to, life as you know it may change here soon. I'm not trying to be a prophet. You're just looking at things, and there's a lot of pressure on our lives. A lot of pressure on, every aspect of our life has pressure on it. And we need to be able to endure, help each other endure, especially our family members. So I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to talk about this, and hopefully people can learn something and maybe get a different perspective, and maybe it spurs them to take some action. So that would make me happy.
Well, that'd be wonderful for everybody concerned. It really would. But, it's this past weekend, again, I'm not going into much detail, but tonight you know what I'm talking about. You know what happened. I think it was a lot of things really strange and different. But who knows for sure? Only the ones of the planet know for sure, and God. But it shows how quickly things can happen and how fast things could change. Now, this is a scenario I'm making up. This is a scenario probably never going to happen, but what if? What if a Chinese or Russian rocket would take out Air Force One? Or any rocket, unknowing, would take out the president in the sky? What could that lead to in just a few seconds, a few minutes? This is how perilous we are right now, Daniel, in this country and in the world. I mean, we could go to all that nuclear war in a split second. And we know for sure that NATO, I'll discuss this more tomorrow too, NATO is preparing for nuclear war with Russia. They're preparing for war with Russia. They're preparing for it right now. I know that to be a fact. Poland is preparing for war. So it's happening. I'm not just blowing smoke here. It's happening. Anything could happen that could change our world, our life, in seconds. Not days, not even hours. In seconds, it could change everything. That should concern us all, shouldn't it? Especially for our children and grandchildren.
years, you know, talk like that, or people would try to warn people about certain scenarios, and their response would be like, well, that'll never happen. That's meaningless to me. Well, the last 5 years should have proven to you that what pastors say is true. Your life can change dramatically. Our lives collectively as the nation can change collectively pretty quickly.
Well, look what COVID did. Look what COVID did, the COVID hoax. Look what it did. I mean, how many businesses went out? How many people lost their jobs? How many people are seeing inflation eat us alive because of COVID? Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I mean, I don't, it's not hyperbole to say, or it's not fiction, or it's not, you know, some made-up thing to say, I would be concerned that whatever the food that you want that's in the store right now, that it won't be there. And if I say that, the first thing coming into your mind is, should not be, well, that's just nonsense, that's just fear-mongering. Because, you know, the last 5 years have taught us that can happen and happen real quick. So, you know, it's up to y'all. It's up to you and your family, where you are, to kind of look at the situation, pray about it, what have you. I 100% encourage and recommend to anybody who asks me, if you don't have a month's worth of food in your house, I just think you're playing, you know, you're just playing with fire. And I would recommend everybody to have at least 3 months. But if you don't have a month, I mean, it just gives you some peace of mind. It gives you some security. I can't solve all the world's problems. I can't even help you solve all the world's problems. I can help you with this problem, with the man. And that's why we started. Did we think we would be here 13 years later? No, but here we are. Our role and Numana is more important today than it was when it started, more than it's ever been. And so we can help you with that, and we can help you get prepared. If you don't buy from us, buy from somebody. Do something. Just take some action, because I can tell you from my end, and Pastor and I talk about this a lot, I don't have to tell you, I don't have to tell people about the price increase. I'm sure we're going to talk about that. But from my end on the wholesale side, the supply chain and what food looks like is not the same as it was 3 or 4 years ago. It is not the same. And what does that mean? Well, it means we're very vulnerable. If anything happens, like COVID or, you know, any list of, you know, probably 5 or 10 things, we will not be able to sustain and support the crisis. The rubber band that is our supply chain, it won't stretch and hold and make do. It'll stretch and break. I'm telling you. You have the water situation, Idaho and I think it's Kansas and Idaho, some other places also is front and center. We've already seen what they've done with some of the most fertile farmland in the world, in California, over the last 15, 20 years, how they dried that up. And now they're moving on and using the same kind of techniques in other places. It's obvious, you know, it's just as obvious as what happened this weekend in Pennsylvania there with Trump. It's obvious that something's wrong here. Obvious. Well, it's obvious. If you look at the food situation at all, it is obvious that something is going on. And if you don't take that seriously, I think you're making a mistake. And it's time to take some action.
Yes, it's almost past time to take action. The food that you talked about, the store of food, and all food, over the last four years, prices have increased. As I told you earlier today, and I mentioned on the radio before too, that $50,000 in the year 2020, you need $61,000, almost $62,000 to equal that just 4 years later. What does that mean in the price of food in the last 4 years? If inflation went up that much, go ahead.
The price of food, and this is using government statistics. This is not even using, I think there's probably some outfits out there that are more accurate, honestly. to be fair and to be honest, but just using government statistics, the last 5 years have been the biggest increase in food prices in almost 50 years in the history of the United States. Food prices in the last 5 years, using government statistics, has went up a little over 33% in 5 years.
Let that sink in. For every $100 you spend, it's going to take $133 to match it now.
It's right. So where what you're saying, and that's fairly accurate. From the government statistics, of 50,000, you need 61,000 to be equivalent to 50,000, which is a little over 20% increase. Well, foods went up way more, 33%. The pressure on food has been like anything in my lifetime. Obviously, my grandparents lived through the Depression. There was a different pressure there, but we're probably talking the same, a similar type pressure on our infrastructure. We're probably talking all the way back to World War II as far as supply, but even then it's hard to quantify because so many people lived in rural areas, they still had access to food. It's a totally different scenario. It's just in jeopardy. That's all I can tell you. I don't know what else to tell you, and I can't tell you any more straight. It is.
Well, if there were to be another interruption of food supplies, and we as a nation, Daniel, do not come close to feeding ourselves any longer. We no longer can feed ourselves. We import most of our food. And that's just the way it is. We used to export to the world and feed ourselves also. Now we're importing food and can't even feed ourselves. That's a bad statement for a nation that once was as prosperous as the United States was just 50 years ago. That's a sad statement for America, for any country. But what if, God forbid, what if there would be a war? Let's say a regional war in NATO. Let's just say Europe went to war. We didn't get involved. What would happen to our supplies then?
Well, if you're talking, and this is important for people to realize, and I'm glad you brought up war. If you're in a global economy, which we are now, and even in our food sources, just like you said, I mean, that was very clear what you just said. It's very true. We're in a global economy, even when it comes to our food. Most people don't believe that about the United States, but it's true. Even our food supply, other than a few things, really is a global economy. So there's two huge threats to a globe when you're in a global economy, and it doesn't matter what it is, cars or notebook paper or food, it doesn't matter. The two biggest threats to a global economy are war and inflation. So you got to think about that. War and inflation are the two biggest threats on a global scale, because just look back. This situation between Russia and Ukraine, one of the many reasons not to go to war with Ukraine not to support that war, to try to tamp it down, not to get involved, no matter what side you believe on this situation, because you're cutting off your nose to spite your face. Because for what have we gained by backing Ukraine, what have we lost? And if you make a T-chart, you'll see that we've lost a heck of a lot more than we've gained. And now part of the reason why foods went up 33%, I actually believe personally it's a little more than that, but let's use the government statistics, about 33%, real close to it. Fertilizer, one of the biggest suppliers of fertilizer in the world is Ukraine and Russia, specifically Ukraine. We can't get it now. Wheat, they're the breadbasket of Europe. Go ask Europe about the prices of food. We can't get it. Just that simple fact. We don't make our own food. We're dependent on a global system to get these supplies. This is just the Russia and Ukraine is a local regional skirmish. I mean, really, let's say it like it is. if that's going to expand to NATO, you're talking Poland, you're talking a really a massive regional, a European war, even a world involvement, multiply that times 10, 20 on the shortages of supply. And what could be even worse. I mean, but some things you just can't get. So the biggest threats are inflation and war. And so war has been talked about. Hopefully people can, you know, think straight about it. But it certainly doesn't seem like it. So where does that put you? See, the simple thing that you said is that we import food in America. I bet you 90% of Americans wouldn't even know that we're a net importer of food in this country. I bet you they wouldn't even know that.
No, they wouldn't. And much even worse, they wouldn't even care.
Yeah, well, so what? Is that Walmart? What's the problem?
Sure, exactly.
So, the price of food, the pressure, you know, and this goes to everything, too. You know, we just celebrated the 4th of July, which is a sacred day. To me, if you're a Christian, July 4th is a sacred day. What happened in this country and the foundation of this nation, they're 1,000 years from now, historians will look back on July 4th, 1776, and they will look at it in wonder and in awe. And they will appreciate it more than we do today. And so it's not just your food. It's our whole ideology. It's our whole value system. It's our whole way of life is in the crosshairs and under attack in every aspect of our culture. And it's pretty obvious that your well-being is not the primary concern of the people that seem to be pulling the levers of government. And not only your physical well-being, but your spiritual well-being too, as well. And that I don't think I have to explain that to this audience. But well, there's something special. Go ahead, Pastor.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
There's something special about this country. There's a covenant on this country. There's a covenant on this land. If we are humble, if we turn to God, I've sent out a pastor I sent to you. I think you sent it out to some people. I'm encouraging everybody to write a copy of the Ten Commandments, write a copy of the Golden Rule, and write a copy of the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. Because because you have forgotten my law, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The next verse is, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. So I encourage, please, I beg, everybody's listening, to please write a copy of the Ten Commandments. Please write a copy of the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, which starts, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Write a copy of the Golden Rule, you know, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you want to go further, write a copy of the Bill of Rights. Put that on a piece of paper. Have everybody in your family write it or print it out on a computer and then sign it, roll it up, and put it by your door, just like the Israelites put blood on the door for Passover, and show to the world that it's a marker to God, it's a testimony that you haven't forgotten his law. And hopefully that will give us some spiritual power and to help us, because it's only these principles that if we want to endure, then we got to latch on to these principles that are forever principles. And it's really that simple. And we need to be ready. And I encourage everybody to be ready. And that's why I'm glad to be on this program and this broadcast and have this opportunity to talk to you, Pastor.
Well, God, you know, I just did a sermon, finished up last time I had Bible study. It's 2 hours long. You might want to go along and watch it. It's entitled, How Sodom conquered America. Now, you might want to watch that to understand what you're saying, what I'm saying here. And you're right. Because we've forgotten his law, he's forgotten us. Now, that's in the Bible, folks. I didn't write the book. I just preach it. How Sodom conquered America. And as I made a point during the Bible study, if we would see a Russian flag or Chinese flag flying equally beside the United States flag at the White House, we'd be enraged. We'd be up in arms, literally. But they fly the sexual deviant flag right beside the Stars and Stripes, and no one says anything about it. And the flag is a symbol of conquest.
That's right.
We've been conquered. We've been conquered by sexual perverts because we, that's me and you, not just necessarily you and I in particular, but as a nation, we let it happen. We've forgotten God's laws, what the laws are for punishment of something like murder or rape or kidnapping is death. There's no debating it. That's what it says. But we forgot that. We're smarter than God. We'll do it our way. It's cost us our country. Now, I don't want to start preaching because I did that already on that lesson. But I listened 2 hours long, folks. And if you can't watch online, if you write me a letter and say, I want a copy of that, I'll send it to you. You get 4 hours altogether of different information. 4 hours, $15. If you save enough money to cover the cost, $15 for a lesson that will absolutely change your mind and heart as to how we let this happen. But Daniel's right. Because we've forgotten God, he says he's going to forget our children. Our children are paying for our sins. Our children are paying for our sins, not of necessarily commission, but also omission. Because we didn't do what was right. Now, we didn't do anything necessarily wrong. We didn't participate in the crime itself, but we could have stopped it. We didn't. So we're guilty of sins of omission. That's very serious.
I think the biggest, if you're going to look at the biggest problem of our country, and, obviously it's a little esoteric or a little hard to define people's religious faith or what they do at home. So in the institutional level, I get out of people's homes for a minute. That's a little harder to judge, and obviously we have problems there. But if you're going to look at what's the biggest problem with our country? What is the biggest detriment that has put us in this position? The biggest problem is when in public schools we allowed the public schools to teach evolution. That was the beginning of the downfall.
Yes.
Of this country. Once you teach children that they're just an accident, that they're just talking animals, basically. They're just cows that just happen to be able to talk and walk on two legs and work at a computer. And that's what they started to teach in the mid-1800s. And it just creeped more and more. Once you teach that, then anything goes. Anything goes from there.
Very true. Hang on through the break, Todd. Daniel. Look, back at the break, a lot more talk about it, and your phone calls and comments at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manna Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manna a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, folks, we're back here. We're talking to Daniel Brinkman of New Man of Food. And by the way, tomorrow night we're going to have Doug Thornton on. We're going to be discussing some detail what happened Saturday and giving our viewpoints. And I think some very serious statements will be made to make you ponder a little bit about what happened. I'm sure some of you are way ahead of us already. But we'll add our 2 cents worth tomorrow, and you can do the same thing. The phone line's open right now at 844-769-2944. And, Daniel, do you have any special that you want to offer the people tonight while we're talking about food?
Absolutely. They can use Pastor Butch at checkout to get special. We're also going to have some other ones. I'm going to send them to you, or Todd will send them to you, and you can send them out to your whole audience. We're going to do some real aggressive specials this summer as much as we can. We're going to we want to get these products in your hands, and we think that's going to be a blessing to you. We think it's essential food. It's food you can eat now. Good enough to eat now. It's the organic certainly is probably better than the food you're eating now, and economically it's per meal and all that, it's you're saving money too. So it's really a no lose purchase for you. So we're gonna have some bigger specials, but if you use Pastor Butch at checkout, their discount now, we're gonna send you the information about the specials that we have. We'll get them in your hands, Pastor.
All right, great. Folks, we'll get this out to you ASAP. And by the way, we put out a magazine, a Minuteman magazine, on the 25th, if you want to add anything to that for a special for the month of August. I cannot believe we're talking about August, but we are. So if you have something I'd like to add to that for August, you send me a 8.5x11 flyer, and I'll put it in August news magazine.
Awesome.
Glad to. Like I said, I can't believe we're talking about August. I mean, summer's going to be going before we know it, and this has been an extra hot summer. So what? Fill us in now what you're seeing in the way of shortages. I know that in our local stores, and it's getting me many times, I'll go in for a certain item, and they don't have it. Maybe it might be lemon juice or pineapple juice or different things. They go in, even things as common as batteries. They'll be out of certain batteries. You won't have them in for 2 or 3 weeks. I'm seeing shortages and everything. Are you seeing that in your food suppliers also?
It's exactly like that. It's you've asked me this before. It's nothing that's it could be one ingredient. So you're making a recipe. There may be 6 or 7 ingredients that go into this recipe, and then you can't get one of them. Well, that's delays everything. So even though you got one small recipe, so then next month or whatever, it may be something different. You've asked me that, and I've tried to be as forward as I can. There is no rhyme or reason to it.
There really isn't. There is no rhyme or reason. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's the only rhyme or reason that you can make of it is that it's and they're unexpected, and it's hard to predict. I mean, sometimes you can predict it, like with a different meat or with what was the fruit that? Maybe it'll come to me. But there was a what was that fruit? There's a fruit, you could see things are coming in the crops, and you know, okay, well, it's going to be hard to get this type of fruit, or you can kind of see that. But the other things, they just come up all of a sudden, and it's hard to prepare for them. But you just end up having to wait. But I'm telling you, if we have any kind of disruption similar or even close to COVID or worse, God forbid, that this supply chain, it won't stretch to meet the need. It'll break. And it'll be like, well, why is it meat at the store? Well, it's not. When are you going to get some? I don't know. That's what it'll be like. It won't be, oh, okay, we got a shipment coming next week or whatever. If you can just hold off a week or so, it'll be, when can you get it? I don't know. That's what it'll be. To answer your question, it's hard. There's no rhyme or reason to it.
Well, you know, one thing that since COVID come, and this is a fact, I try to stay away from pork. It really isn't good for me. I have gout problems anyway. That's not going to fix my foot through gout. I stay away from pork and a lot of red meat. I don't eat pork at all because it isn't good for you. But I used to buy the whole turkey hams. They look like a regular ham, but made out of turkey. You can't find those anywhere. You can't even find them. They're not there. There used to be the something we'd buy, you know, one or two a month, and fish making was just a regular ham with pineapple, different things with it. But you can't find it any longer. It's no longer sell. No store around here has it that I know of. So I see it right now, and it's not in the future. It's happened in the last couple of years. But I do see it getting much worse. If we would have some kind of upset in the world, a war or anything else happening, if the supply chain gets any slimmer, as you said, it won't stretch. It's got to break because if the supplies aren't there, they just can't get it. And I know it's hard for us to imagine that, Todd. We've been in the country for so long that we've had everything at our fingertips. I mean, we were blessed. That's because God blessed us. We had anything we wanted, anytime we wanted it. Go to the store and pick it up, and it's always there. You could usually afford it. Maybe most people could. It's that one price out of sight. Now, if it is there, the price is tripled and quadrupled. But a lot of times it isn't there. And it's going to get much, much worse. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm really not trying to scare them. I'm trying to warn them. It's going to get much worse. And I don't see it happening a long way in the future. I see it happening pretty quickly.
I've been on the radio for a lot of years now, and over the last few years, people have asked me all kind of questions, and you've asked me these questions before. I mean, I'm on record. I've been pretty clear. I went on the air, and I told people, I said, eggs are going to be $1 a piece. And I got people told me I was just trying to cause fear. I was trying to do this. I said, listen, eggs are going to be $1 a piece. Maybe not everywhere in the country, whatever. They're going to go to $1 a piece. And lo and behold, a year or so ago, eggs, parts of this country, got to $1 a piece. I'm not pulling this out of my back end, my hind end here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not telling you. There's things I could see on the other end. If you were in my position, it would be easy for you to say the same thing. I also said about meat. I said, the price of meat, you're going to be shocked how much meat's going to go up. And you just look over the last 3 or 4 years, you tell me if meat's gone. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you because I see the wholesale end. I see the supply. I see the demand. I see the what goes into it, where the vulnerabilities are, at least to some degree I can see. And it's really not that hard to predict.
No, it isn't.
So, you know, and so what I'm telling you now is just what Pastor is saying. I'm not trying to predict that, hey, your meat won't be there, your this won't be there, or this. I'm telling you, I don't know what's not going to be there, but you're going to have things that aren't going to be there unless something radically changes. And the price of it, you think, and I've told you this for a while, Pastor, when I've been on your broadcast, You think the price of food has gone up to this point, should you just wait. The price of food will take your breath away in the future.
That's my almost, prediction.
Almost does already sometimes. It does. Well, almost makes you angry.
We haven't seen the end of that.
No, we haven't.
This is the beginning of that. I'm telling you.
It's prophesied in the Bible about America or any nation, especially America. We were so blessed. So blessed because at one time we were a Christian nation. We were founded solidly a Christian nation back in the 1600s even. We were solidly a Christian nation. We spit in the face of God, turn our back upon Him, now fly the flag of conquest of the homosexual movement, the sexual pervert movement, openly in public, in the White House, the State House, and schoolhouses. Yeah, folks, we're going to pay. We're going to pay like you ain't going to believe we're going to pay. For me and you, I don't care so much. But for our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, I'm concerned. It's not their fault. We let it happen. Let's take a phone call. Let's speak to Joe right here in West Virginia. Joe, come on in.
Thank you for taking my call, Butch. I keep thinking about two sins that this nation has accepted. I remember John Wesley saying that what we tolerate today, we embrace tomorrow. Unfortunately, we are already embracing it. And the two sins that's really taken this nation down is abortion and sodomy. And the side effects of it is really coming out in full force, because when God's hand come off of us, that opens up a floodgate of demon spirits to flood this nation, or other nations as well, of just the curses that come upon us. God blesses people when we are in His love. As Daniel was saying, that when we seek His love and, you know, repent, then His blessing's on us. But when we turn our back on God, curses come on us.
That's right.
And we can't walk away from those curses that easy.
No, we cannot. That's exactly why we're having here, Joe, the 31st next month, Todd, or Daniel. We're going to have a celebration of the natural family. We see the homosexuals out parading around, celebrating their lifestyle, I guess you say, their families. We're going to have a natural family celebration in Somerville, West Virginia, at the Veterans Memorial Park. We're going to get together a whole bunch of people. We're going to have a picnic, have some singing, some speakers, and celebrate God's natural family. And go back to what nature teaches us. Without the natural family, whether it be in people or animals, there'll be no society. There'll be no life at all. We're not going to celebrate perversion. We're going to celebrate God's natural family. Go ahead, Joe.
And the nicest thing about that, Butch, is that we are making a public stance.
Yes, we are.
Which is not denying Jesus Christ. I do believe there's a possibility of opposition is going to be there. But yeah,
I hope so.
Yeah, and I thank God so much that He's going to be there in the battle with us.
Amen.
And His glory is going to manifest and all that. But the side effects that we're seeing because of these two sins of abortion and sodomy is, well, let's look at it, hyperinflation. That started in the Trump administration, and Biden kept it going. Let's see, divorce in the family. And then in the church alone, divorce is rampant. The biggest problem in the church lies at the pulpit. But then again, also, I have to not just blame the pastors. I blame the people walking in the front door should make the pastors accountable. And they're not making the pastors accountable.
No, they're not.
And they need to do that. And I find that, you know, even though, you know, I preach a lot on my broadcast, one of the biggest things I say, and it's embarrassing, is that a lot of these pastors, they got a yellow stripe down the middle of their back as wide as the Mississippi River. And they have no courage on them, no backbone. And I want to see strength in the church. I used to pray for the church a lot, believing that things can change. But all I'm seeing is, as I talk to some certain people, well, we can't judge. Just love, 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 love. And keep the charismatic, you know, system going as strong as we can, because we're the right people. Or you get the evangelicals saying, well, we got it right. You know, isn't it time for Christians to stop converting Christians?
I think it's time for Christians to start obeying God's law.
Well, yeah, it's time for that, too. Of course, they did away with God's law. Because, you know, they did it with the Ten Commandments. And like Daniel said, the Ten Commandments are very important. It's God's law. It's God's backbone.
All society built on the Ten Commandments. You'd have no society without Ten Commandments.
Well, even if you go into a Muslim nation or even a China, you know, the Oriental nations who don't know Christ, they keep more of God's law than the Christians do.
They keep more of law. Yes, they do.
Yeah, it's a natural law that, you know, through God the Holy Spirit is given to us through our birth. It was natural law in the Garden of Eden. You know, that's something that's ingrained in us. It's our nature.
Yep.
You know, something interesting about the...
Yes.
Go ahead, Joe. I was going to say something interesting about the Ten Commandments. You know, we, you know, somewhere around 3,000 years old, or give or take, or whatever it is, the time frame, we look at that as purely a religious document, but they didn't. They looked at it as a political document.
Oh, it was absolutely,
yeah. Yeah, so it kind of changes the importance of it to some degree, more of even part of their everyday life, and so should it be for us.
Well, like I said, all society is based on it. You can't have any. You can't build a home. You can't build a civil authority. You can't build a nation without that. It's impossible. Now, and we're proving it's impossible. Joe, anything else very quickly?
And when it comes to the moral law, in this nation, we, even though a lot of us who weren't Christians accepted it as a government statute, now... Yeah, I've heard people say, "Well, we can't preach, you know, religion and the laws and that of Christianity." So, what laws are we going to accept? The laws of man, which is based on Satan, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, the god of this world, and that's what it's come down to. We have to choose which god are we going to serve.
I agree. Good call, Joe. God, jumping. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Very good call. Let's go next to. Go ahead, Daniel.
Let me make a comment about that. You know, I hear this. They're trying to use freedom of religion, these Satanists, so they can get in positions because they say it's freedom of religion. Satanism is not a religion. It's anti-religion. So this idea, this is freedom of religion. No, Satanism is anti-religion. I just want to make that clear.
Good point. Good point, too. How about that? Every now and then you make some sense. But anyway, let's speak to Mark right up in Wisconsin. Mark, come on in. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening, fellas. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Well, good. Heavenly Father gave me another day, and I'm blessed.
Amen.
Daniel, I want to thank you for your product. I got five families together, including myself, in 2018, who bought five three-month supplies.
Awesome.
And the people are so happy that they have it, knowing what is happening today. And Daniel, I want to. I'm just moving into a new apartment today. I listened to you about the 10 words. I don't have any oil, but I was going to get some olive oil, and I was going to plead the blood of Yahushua over my door. As people go by, they see it, and I'm going to put a 8.5 by 11 color print of the 10 words on my window. So when the evil ones go by us, they see we have the mark of our Heavenly Father, just like in Mitzrayim.
Amen.
Oh, that's
good job. Good job.
That is fantastic.
Good
job. Yeah, I truly, there's about 10, 15 people that I know are doing that, and they go to sleep and rest. Just like, you know, they were in there, the blood on the doorposts and the lintels. And they had to be awake all night long, and the angel of death flew over them. So basically, that's the same scenario that I'm anticipating here.
Okay.
That evil one will go by my door.
I wrote a copy of exactly what I said, that the 10 words or 10 commandments, people know it by. This is what I said, the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence, the Golden Rule. I didn't write the Bill of Rights, but that would be good to put the Bill of Rights with it. And I signed it, and I had all my children I could write. I had them do it, too, and my wife. And we all did it, and we rolled it up and put it by our door. I like the idea of a placard in the window so people can actually physically see it. I really like that, too.
Okay.
And the cars go by, I'm going to put one on one of the lower windows and make a statement.
Good for you. Thank you for doing that. And by the way, if you ever want a Christian flag, let me know. We'll see you get one of them.
Well, I'm in an apartment. I can't, you know, put it up there, you know. So,
wow. Okay.
But, Daniel, I pray your business does well in the next couple of months.
Thank you. I really appreciate the call, the sentiment. It means a lot what you said. Thank you very much.
And thank you.
Hey, when all said and done, all we have is our Heavenly Father.
Amen.
That's it.
Put our trust in him, prepare best you can, and rest in him. Thank you, Mark. Very good statements. And thank you for your courage. Thanks for the courage. That was very sweet. Folks, lines open, 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. If everyone took the name of Christ would just do what Mark's doing and make a statement, we can make a change. Maybe people wouldn't like it. They make it mad at us, but we can make a change. Go ahead, Daniel.
I couldn't agree more. You know, talking, you know, the first half hour of the show, we're kind of, and I understand people want to know and they want me to, and you to kind of say where we're at, to kind of look to what I see. I've told you as directly as I can where I see where we're at. I'm not trying to pronounce, you know, disaster upon us. But I really like his last call. The last call. Is it Mark was his name, I
Mark.
Believe?
Yes, Mark.
This is such a solution. We are overcomers. We don't need to be cowering like, oh, they're going to do this to us. No, we can. There's things we can do, and we trust. All we do is what we do, and we trust God, and we ask Him for guidance. But what He said, and what Pastor just said, is the power of putting that declaration of the look. The law of God matters to me and my household. You know, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. If this matters, or serve Yahweh, I should say, we want to serve God, and this is a mark. Everywhere around us, everybody puts other marks, just like you said, Pastor. They put all these other marks about all this other crap. Why can't we put the mark that we serve God, the God
Amen.
Of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob?
Amen.
And when you do that, there is power in that. And even if it's just for your family, and I believe and I pronounce, I declare that miracles will happen, that everybody does this, and that an energy, a spirit will come over your house, and that things will change. You'll feel a spiritual change. And, you know, remember the law of Moses, I think, .org. You can get a copy of the Ten Commandments. Maybe Pastor has some copies of it. You can put these up. Put them up. Write it with your hand. That makes it even more powerful, and it's a big deal. You writing something in your hand means something. It's your signature. It's your mark. It's your stamp, and you're writing the law of God. And the Declaration of Independence goes with it and supports it, and it supports the foundation of this country, which is the Ten Commandments, which is the law of Moses. This is very important, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very important. If you do nothing, please, please try to do this.
Amen. Let's go talk to Craig in Michigan. Craig, come on in.
Yeah. Hey, Butch, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm getting by, muddling through. Hey, Daniel. Hello?
Yeah, he's here.
Hey. Hey.
I'm okay. Here. Yeah. One big question. How's Uncle Kevin doing, man?
Man, I'm glad you asked about Uncle Kevin. He sure appreciates it. He's doing pretty good. He's getting older, as we all are.
Yeah, aren't we all?
Yeah, he's funny as ever. I think maybe what that the next time I come on, maybe I should get Uncle Kevin on, too. He'd probably like that.
Boy, that would be a blessing just to hear him again. He's probably more or less my age. Talk about somebody that would go, you know, it'd be fun to go out with and do some shooting and some hunting. And good old boys got to stick together.
Well, he loves to shoot. I'll tell you a story about what did my daughter at the time. Let me think how old she was.
By the way, we're down about 3.5 minutes. Got to hurry.
Okay, she was about 10 years old. He's all the time building targets to shoot. All the time building little shooting targets. And my daughter had this, we had a pellet gun, a pump pellet gun. She couldn't even press the thing, so we pressed it. My uncle worked with her. It was about 30 yards. She shot 58 times in a row. She hit a 8-inch pan with this pellet gun. Uncle Kevin was working with her. It was amazing.
Good for her. Good for her.
Well, tell you what, there, Daniel. You give that good old boy my love.
I will.
Tell me your name again. Daniel too. God bless you.
Tell me your name again.
Craig,
in Michigan.
Craig.
Craig in Michigan. I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell Uncle Kevin. Craig in Michigan said hi.
And Craig,
yeah,
can't care
for
you.
For him.
If you're not careful, you give Kevin a big head now, so be careful.
Hey, that's okay.
Thanks for the call, Craig. Appreciate it.
Yeah, God love you, gentlemen.
All right.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, we're down about 2 minutes. I'm going to let you wrap it up. What do you want to say?
Well, I really appreciate these calls. And, you know, sometimes you're talking and it's an echo chamber and you kind of can't hear. I'm very encouraged that people have a spirit, have a you know, that redneck spirit, that spirit of God. You could tell that everybody called had that. Please consider everybody getting your family. Put the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words, somewhere on display. I recommend you write it. I can't tell you how important this is. The second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence is so vitally important. They go together to support each other. You know, in China, you can't have a Bible. Why? Because their founders didn't sign their name to a death warrant called the Declaration of Independence. And it pronounces there's only been two governments in all world's history that have the basis of that Christian or godly ethic in them, and that's ancient Israel and the United States of America. Only two, ladies and gentlemen. You know, write this down. Think about where you are with your food. Do something. Please at least have 30 days. If you ask yourself, if I had to sit in my house for 30 days, do I have enough food? At bare minimum. And I recommend 3 months, 3 to 6 months, but that's a different story. If you don't have 30 days, start there. If you have 30 days, go to 3 months. If you have 3 months, go to 6 months. We got great specials. Use Pastor Butch at checkout, and we're going to have more that we're going to email to Pastor Todd. We'll get Todd to do it.
Give me a phone number, Daniel. Give me the phone number.
888-597-0775. 888-597-0775. Waterfilters, Numanna.com, NUMANNA.com. God bless you. We appreciate you, Pastor. Really appreciate you having us on.
Well, no problem. Enjoy the end of it. We'll be talking in the near future, my friend.
God bless.
Take care. God bless. Talk to you soon. And folks, I did the best we could tonight to bring something I think very important to you. And I do ask, keep in mind, and we do need some singers at our event coming up on August 31st. Anybody in our area, near West Virginia, and near Somersville, that like to sing for us, have some good gospel songs, looking for a good singing group or two. And I hope you'll come and join us, folks. Bring a picnic lunch and a lawn chair, and sit down and join us for a good fellowship August 31st in Somersville, West Virginia. Back tomorrow night with our special guest, Doug Thornton, and a lot to talk about. Have a great night.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.